This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our Standing Watch program. Will the world learn more about the close collaboration between two popes of the Roman Catholic Church and Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler? The question needs to be asked because on March 1, The Guardian wrote an interesting article saying this: "New light will be shed on one of the most controversial periods of Vatican history when the archives of Pope Pius XII are unsealed." Now, critics of Pius XII have accused him of remaining silent during the Holocaust, never publicly condemning the persecution and genocide of Jews and others. His defenders say that he quietly encouraged convents and other Catholic institutions to hide thousands of Jews, and that public criticism of the Nazis would have risked the life of priests and nuns. David Kerzer, an American expert on the relationship between the Catholic Church and fascism, said that there were quote-unquote signs of nervousness at the Vatican about what would emerge from the archives. And then he went on to say, "On the big question, it is clear. Pius XII never publicly criticized the Nazis for the mass murder they were committing of the Jews of Europe, and he knew from the very beginning that mass murder was taking place. Various clerics and others were pressing him to speak out, and he declined to do so. Although there is a lot of testimony showing that the Church did protect Jews in Rome, Pius decided not to publicly protest or even privately send a plea to Hitler not to send them to their death in Auschwitz." The article goes on to say that Pius, who was Vatican Secretary of State under his predecessor, Pope Pius XI, and that he was also the formal papal envoy to Germany, that he in 1933 negotiated a treaty between the Catholic Church and Germany. After he was elected Pope, 6 months before the outbreak of the war, the Vatican maintained diplomatic relations with the Third Reich, and the new pontiff declined to condemn the Nazi invasion of Poland on September 1, 1939. In December 1942, Pius XII spoke out in general terms about the suffering of the Jews, although he had known for several months about the Nazi extermination plans. In 1943, he wrote to the Bishop of Berlin, arguing that the Church could not publicly condemn the Holocaust for fear of causing greater evils. Now, let me just say that it wasn't just Pius XII. It was also Pius XI who had close contacts and relationships with Nazi Germany and with Benito Mussolini, because also treaties, concordats were made between the Catholic Church and Benito Mussolini, who also was favoring the extinction of the Jews. Now, David Kerzer was mentioned in this article, and I have an interesting book written by him, The Pope and Mussolini. It's an eye-opening book. I've read it, and he points out the many different collaborations which took place between the Vatican and Nazi Germany, and you might call it Nazi Italy. Now, what most people do not know is the fact that this collaboration was prophesied in the Bible to occur thousands of years ago. And what is perhaps even more surprising to many is the fact that another massive collaboration between the Catholic Church and a United States of Europe is going to take place one more time. One more time. But when that happens, the Bible also tells us that the return of Jesus Christ is very near. Now, we need to know about these things. You need to know about these things. And we have prepared several free booklets, free for the asking, which you should definitely read to find out what happened in history and what is prophesied to occur in our time now. Here's a booklet, it said in the Bible, The Mysteries of the Book of Revelation. This booklet proves to you what the Bible says about this coming collaboration. Here's another one, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. And this also shows you from history and also from prophecy what has happened and what will happen. And then finally, this booklet, How Can We Know That Christ's Return Is Near? How can you know? We hear a lot about Christ's return is very near and he's coming back soon. But how do you know? How can you prove it from Scripture? This booklet shows you. And it shows you also the relationship between this event, which I have been talking about, this collaboration of the church and the state in Europe, and the coming of Jesus Christ. So you need these booklets, and I would encourage you to order them and to read them very carefully. And I thank you for listening and watching. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.